Drew Morrell from St. George. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Not glad to have you on. So two emergency meetings this week.
Well, I mean, when the Supreme Court issues their final denial,
yes,
and the case is over, mm-hmm, that would put St. George in a state of emergency that we need to kickstart operations and get the process started immediately. There's no time to wait.
So have operations started?
Yes.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before, that we've been in the process of creating this city for quite a while now. But until you have your officials sworn in, until you have them officially allowed and authorized,
right,
to move forward, you can't. So you're always in kind of a waiting, stalling pattern. Well, now we can move forward, and we're trying to get up to speed as fast as we can.
What got done last night?
So last night you had a couple of different things, a lot of policies and procedure, bylaws type procedural, sure, issues. You can't have a meeting structure without passing a meeting structure. The other issue would be tax liability, that sales tax revenue that's going to power and fuel St. George. Mm-hmm. We have to demand it and ask for it. And so,
right,
we have to begin that process. And that was the impetus for the emergency meetings.
So, and that's going to fall on the ballot in December.
The tax authority transferring to the city of St. George, the city council requested it be at the December election.
When you say city council, you mean the St. George City Council?
That's correct.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Correct. So we have two different bodies that are operating in St. George currently. You have the St. George City Council, and they're the ones that asked for the tax to be on the ballot so the St. George citizens can officially renew, mm-hmm, the existing tax. You're just transferring the name from East Baton Rouge Parish to the city of St. George. But the other body, which is the body I'm a part of, is the St. George Transition District. And our purview is a little bit different. We do overlap. We do work together. But our purview is to transfer those services. And we're the bridge and taxing authority.
Okay.
So we now collect the taxes for the city of St. George until that election.
Right. At which point it will be handed over just straight up to the city. The transition phases out.
That's right.
And there will be no more overlapping and doubling up but stepping on each other. I mean, there's a lot to walk through right now.
Well, it's a good group, and we're going to work together well, and we have the same goals and mindset in mind. But there are some issues. You're building a city from zero, from scratch, ground up, whatever cliche you want to go with, and you have to start somewhere. And each group has different agendas. Mm-hmm. For example, the city council is going to have to create ordinances, planning, zoning, and permitting, and the processes that the city will use for the rest of its existence.
Yeah.
Whereas the St. George Transition District, not only are we a taxing authority in the meantime, but our job is to start transitioning some of those services from the parish to the city of St. George.
Okay, so this puts us it's put you in a delicate spot, to say the least, as part of the transition district, because you do have to have things established, but there are a number of things along the way that you want the vote of people on, or need the vote of the people on, within St. George to make sure it's done the way your constituents want it done. So how far can you go to really plant the flag versus what's going to be uprooted once things are voter approved?
Well, from a transition district standpoint, there's going to be an evaluation of the services that are currently being provided to St. George citizens. During that evaluation, we will determine which services we want to take over ourselves, which ones we want to remain a part of the parish providing, or some combination thereof. And that process is going to go through the meeting process, where it's going to be introduced, it's going to be publicly commented on, and then it's going to be either voted or approved or not approved at that point. And then we can move forward with the completion of that service and the transfer of that service. To the city council's end, they're required by law to create a master plan for the community.
Right.
And this is the opportunity, and that's a long process. It's not a meeting, it's not two meetings, it's almost probably a year in duration, most likely, mm-hmm, where there'll be several public meetings for the public to comment on. There'll be a chance for you to have input on what you envision the city looking like. So if you like the idea of what the Woodlands looks like, where they have a 20% green space requirement, that's something that can go into our master plan. If you don't want to develop in the floodplain anymore, that's something that could go. I mean, it's been in the EBR Parish's master plan once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
It can be in the St. George master plan as well. But the whole public the St. George citizens will have an opportunity to participate in that process.
Okay. Now, a lot of this has come down to how much money does St. George have? When you're setting all these things up, you're going to want to pay for them before you have them up and running. So the 2% sales tax, at what point does that start rolling over to y'all? Do y'all have to wait until the December election for that money to start, or will it be retroactive?
No, it should be retroactive to our incorporation date. And so in reality, it's going to be part of the process of negotiation with the parish mm-hmm. on how far back we go. It's going to be part of the process as to when they begin collections and remitting it. It's not a process where you pay your sales tax on some purchase at the grocery store and 5 minutes later, St. George gets that money.
Right.
It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. There is a lag time with it, I think 2 to 3 months at least, where before we start realizing some income. And then, of course, like you said, in December we get to that election.
Right. So, but, yeah, until you get to that election, though, do the bank accounts just stay empty?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of processes in play. One of the things that the transition district requested was the authority to enter into a bridge loan mm-hmm. to bridge that gap and provide us some operating capital so we can go out and start all these processes.
We got Drew Morrell from the city of St. George with us. Drew, I think here's a good chance to, we had to pause for a second because amidst all this, a press release came out yesterday, not long after the Supreme Court ruling came out, press release coming from Mayor President Sharon Westenbroom. I want to read it in its entirety. And I apologize in advance because when you read the press release, it's difficult not to put inflection and tone and intent behind the words. But these are words on a piece of paper. I should not, it shouldn't lead you down one path or the other, but it's difficult not to. So let me read the whole thing. From the Mayor President, we learned this morning the Louisiana Supreme Court denied the request for rehearing in the St. George case. This concludes the litigation over the incorporation of St. George. My administration will, of course, abide by this decision. However, there is no effective incorporation date of the city of St. George, nor is there a legal boundary to the city. Those issues must be resolved by a district court per Louisiana law. There has also been no request, as in none, zero, or communication from any official in the city of St. George with my administration since April 26th. No official, mayor, council member, or transition board has made a formal request for financial information, requested a meeting with me or anyone in my administration to communicate what their plans are for providing services to the citizens of St. George. Rest assured, I will do everything in my power to keep further division from happening to avoid future litigation. I trust that the leaders of St. George will approach this transition with the same collaborative philosophy. To that end, I've reached out to Mayor Yates, and he's agreed to a meeting to discuss, and she goes on from there. And then reiterates that she said repeatedly through the journey that as the mayor president, she represents all the residents of East Baton Rouge Parish. Those first two paragraphs are the big ones, though.
Okay.
So let's talk about where she says there is no effective incorporation date. How can we narrow down an incorporation date?
Well, let's look at the whole sentence is there's no boundaries and there's no incorporation date, correct?
Right.
Let's start with the boundaries. They requested in their rehearing for the Supreme Court to determine the boundaries, and the Supreme Court denied it because they'd already determined the boundaries. The only map that the Supreme Court or any court in our litigation had ever seen mm-hmm. was the map that was included with our petition. So whether it was a failure on behalf of her counsel, herself, Lamont Coles, or somewhere in the process, they just failed. They never included another map to look at.
Okay.
So the only map that was ever considered by the Supreme Court is the boundary lines of the St. George petition map. That's it, which is also be the same one that's on the EBR Parish GIS website as well.
So, and that's the boundaries part confounds me because the people who live within St. George are the ones who voted to approve St. George.
That's right.
So if you don't have a map, how do you know who was in St. George to vote for St. George?
Well, and it's part of the petition process requires the boundaries to be defined, and we did.
Right.
And no one challenged those until it's now convenient narrative to challenge it. There is an annexation lawsuit pending in the 19th Judicial District Court mm-hmm. regarding those annexations, which primarily involve the donors that funded the opposition. And that's what this is. This is a nod to the people that spent $1 million to fight the city of St. George and to protect the annexations they wanted to have happen. And that lawsuit will play out and make that determination. And the boundaries will likely be exactly what the citizens voted on.
We got 4 minutes left. A lot to cover.
Second part, incorporation date.
Yes, please.
So the reason the Supreme Court didn't have to address that is, what date do you think it would be? We won an election October 12th, 2019. Mm-hmm. Those election results were published and certified November 23rd, 2019. Mm-hmm. And we prevailed in a lawsuit that preserved an election result. Logic would tell you, common sense would tell you, the only possible incorporation date for St. George, November 23rd, 2019, the day those election results became final. That's it. The end.
that's going to be challenged heavily.
Challenge it all you want to. The precedent says that's the date. The lawful election says that's the date. And the citizens of St. George said that's the date.
Now, as far as hammering down that date, what is the likelihood of seeing this not in a separate lawsuit?
That's going to play out in that annexation lawsuit, the 19th JDC.
Okay, so timeline-wise, what's that going to look like?
We're going to go as fast as we can to get to the end of this frivolous, continuous litigation. I would say this point, if we don't get a better direction from the parish leadership, at some point we need to start looking at a change in that leadership. Because at this point, we have continued. We have always had a message of moving forward, work together. Let's try to hammer out something that's a good compromise for both parties. And all we've gotten is divisive rhetoric from her office time and time again.
Well, we have a thing in place if we want change in leadership. The mayor's going to be on the ballot in the fall as well.
Yeah, she should think about that.
So this last one, before we get you out of here, and thank you so much for coming in this morning. There has also been no request, as in none, zero, or communication from any official in the city of St. George with my administration since April 26th.
Let me get to that real quick. So one, I did try to schedule a meeting with her after the election in 2019. Mm-hmm. We had one meeting for about 30 minutes where we were insulted from the moment we walked in the door. Mm-hmm. Every other time we tried to reach out, it was premature for us to reach out. And I will tell you, yesterday, Mayor Yates had a conversation with President Broom, and our city attorney for St. George had a conversation with the parish attorney's office. So immediately after finding out the rehearing was denied, we had conversations with the president of East Baton Rouge Parish and the parish attorney's office regarding the process moving forward. I'm not sure exactly how much quicker we needed to respond. And again, we had emergency meetings to make sure all our officers are sworn in and had the authority to move forward.
Well, the press release came out at 1:59 p.m. Did the conversation happen after that?
It would have had to have happened after that.
Yeah.
Before they saw the release, but after that.
Technically speaking, that was the case when this came out?
If that's what she wants to go with and that makes her happy, that's fine.
Last one before I get you out of here, and we got like 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
Can you, the loan.
The bridge loan.
The bridge loan. That process should put St. George on the path to being up and running by...
Well, there's a process to acquire a bridge loan. It's not just they give you some money tomorrow. So there'll be a little time to do that, and we'll get there probably next month or two.
Okay, so even before that December election.
That the idea is to have revenue before we get to December, correct.
He is Drew Morrell with the City of St. George. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.